Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a slice jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 without killing your headroom, and that sounds small, but it's actually a big deal in drum and bass. Because in DNB, your kick, snare, and sub need the front seat, the ARP is there to add motion, tension, and attitude. If it's edited badly, it steals space and starts fighting the drums. If it's edited well, it feels like part of the groove, like the track is breathing and pushing forward. So the goal here is not just to make the ARP sound cool. The goal is to make it feel energetic, while still leaving room for the rest of the mix. Start with a source that already has some movement in it. A short pluck, a synth ARP, a simple chord stab, or even a sampled sound with a bit of harmonic character will work well. You want something with clear note separation, because slicing is going to work best when the transients are obvious. If the source is too long and smeared, it'll just turn into mud once you start chopping it up. A good rule of thumb is to keep the source fairly short from the beginning. Think short decay, maybe a few hundred milliseconds, maybe a little chorus or subtle detune if you want some jungle flavor. The key is that it should already feel playable, not like a pad that's trying to become a rhythm part. Before you slice anything, print it to audio. You can freeze and flatten the MIDI track, or resample it onto a new audio track. This is important, because it gives you a single clip to edit cleanly, and it lets you see what's actually happening with the waveform. And here's a big headroom tip right away: if the source is hot, pull the clip gain down before you do anything else. Don't wait until the mix stage and hope compression will save it. Give yourself at least 6 dB of space, and honestly, if the source is really peaking, even more is fine. We're not trying to make it loud yet, we're trying to make it controllable. Now slice the audio clip. In Ableton Live 12, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For a jungle ARP, transient slicing is usually the best place to start, because it catches the note attacks. If the phrase is very rhythmic already, 1/8 or 1/16 slicing can work too. If needed, you can also place warp markers manually so the timing feels exact. Once Ableton builds the drum rack, you've basically turned the ARP into a playable set of pieces. That's the fun part. Now you can reprogram the phrase like drum hits, and that's what makes it feel like a proper edit instead of just a loop. Try placing slices so they answer the drums instead of sitting on top of them. A great DNB move is to put the ARP in the gaps after the snare, or as a pickup into the next bar. That little bit of space is what makes it feel intentional. Jungle and rollers are full of these little conversational moments between the melody and the break. Now tighten the slices, so they behave more like percussive notes and less like a sustained pad. Open up the simpler instances and shorten the release. A good starting point is somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Use a tiny fade, just enough to avoid clicks, but not so much that you blur the attack. If the slice is already sustained, keep sustain low or off. If you want the slice to always play fully, one-shot mode can be useful. If you want a more playable, envelope-controlled feel, classic mode is better. The main thing is to stop the tails from overlapping too much. Overlap is where headroom starts leaking away, because every little tail stacks with the next note and the whole thing gets denser than you expect. And in DNB, density is dangerous if you're not watching it. A sliced ARP can look small on the meter and still spike hard on certain hits. So think in peak shape, not just average level. One note might be totally fine, but another slice might jump out and suddenly your snare feels smaller. If one slice is offending you, tame that slice only. Don't crush the entire phrase just because one note is loud. That's cleaner, faster, and it keeps the musicality intact. Next, shape the tone before you start adding effects. Put a Q8 on the ARP, and start cleaning out the low end. For a supporting DNB edit, a high pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is a good start, and if the arrangement is dense, you might even go up to 250 Hz or higher. The point is to keep the sub and kick totally free. Also listen in the low mid zone. If the ARP feels boxy, soften a little around 300 to 600 Hz. If it's poking too hard in the upper mids, notch a bit around 2.5 to 5kHz. You're not trying to make it tiny. You're just making sure it doesn't fight the snare or dominate the attention. After that, use utility. This is one of those simple tools that does a lot of heavy lifting. Trim the gain if needed, and if the ARP is stepping on the bass or sounding too wide, narrow the width. Keeping it mono or fairly narrow can make a huge difference in a busy DNB mix. Your bass owns the center, your snare needs punch, and the ARP should support that, not crowd it. Now, instead of turning the ARP up, Make it feel alive with movement. That's the real trick. Use auto filter for squeaks, saturator for density, maybe a touch of delay for space, and erosion if you want a little grain and texture. For auto filter, try a low pass somewhere in the 1.5 to 6 kHz range and automate it over 1 to 4 bars. That gives you a nice opening and closing motion. A little resonance can add tension, but keep it subtle unless you want a more aggressive synthetic bite. Saturator is great here, because it can add perceived energy without a huge jump in peak level. Soft clip-on, drive it gently, maybe 1 to 4 dB. That can help the ARP cut through on smaller speakers without forcing you to turn it up. Delay can also be useful, but keep it restrained. Low dry wet, low feedback, just enough to create a little tail or a quick echo on certain phrases. Same with erosion. A tiny bit goes a long way, especially in darker jungle or neuro-adjacent material. The core idea is simple. Increase perceived energy, not raw amplitude. Once the pattern feels right, resample it. This is a very good move in drum and bass because it commits the edit and lets you see the waveform clearly. After resampling, you can check the peaks, trim the silence, and make more precise decisions. If the waveform is spiky, you'll see it. If one hit is jumping out, you'll catch it. Resampling also makes the ARP easier to place in arrangement. A resampled audio version is fast to move around, easy to automate, and easy to stack with other edit elements like impacts, breaks, or atmospheres. Now drop that ARP into an actual drum and bass section. Listen to it with a kick, snare, and sub playing. This is where a lot of people get fooled, because something can sound great soloed and still clash badly once the full track is running. Pay attention to whether the ARP is sitting on top of the snare, crowding the kick's punch, or masking the sub. If it is, reduce the density, narrow the width, or pull it back with clip gain. Sometimes the best move is to mute a slice on the downbeat and let the drums speak. Silence is powerful in DNB. A useful arrangement approach is to let the ARP evolve over a few bars. Start sparse and filtered, then bring in more slices, then thin it back outright when the drop needs to hit harder. That way the ARP becomes part of the phrasing, not just a loop repeating in the background. Think of it as a support layer. It should feel exciting, but it should not be the loudest thing in the room. If you want a bit of glue, route the ARP to a group and use gentle bus processing. A glue compressor with a slow attack, moderate ratio, and only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction is enough in most cases. You're not trying to squash it. You're just making the slices feel like they belong together. And if it still feels too loud, don't immediately grab more compression. First check clip gain, then the low mids, then the envelope tails. In DNB, it is usually better to make the edit lighter than to crush it into place. The last step is automation. This is what turns a loop into a real arrangement tool. Automate filter cutoff opening over a few bars. Automate reverb or delay only on the final slice of a phrase. Widen the ARP a little in a breakdown, then snap it back narrower in the drop. You can even make it a little brighter and drier right before the next snare lands, which creates motion without clutter. That last little push is huge. It gives the sense that the track is lifting, but it still leaves space for the drums to hit clean. If you want to make this really practical, build 3 versions of the same ARP. Make a tight drop version, with the shortest slice lengths and the narrowest stereo image. Make a breakdown version, with a little more tail, more filter movement, and slightly more width. Then make a fill version that's short, punchy, and designed to lead directly into a snare or drum turnaround. Compare them all at the same monitoring level. If one version feels exciting but still leaves the kick, snare, and sub in control, that's the winner. Not the loudest one, the cleanest one. So the big takeaway here is this: slice for rhythm, shape for control, and use movement instead of volume. If your jungle ARP adds urgency without stealing headroom, you've nailed it. That's the kind of edit that makes a drum and bass track feel expensive, tight, and intentional. Now go build it, resample it, and make the drums breathe around it.